our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Forgiveness is, and forgiveness does. Dr. Martin Luther may claim this as his line. For after all, in the small catechism in that section on the sacrament of the altar, Dr. Luther writes, "For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation." Dr. Luther affirms the truth of the scripture that there is forgiveness of sins. And he goes on to talk about at least some of the great things that the forgiveness of sins does for us. The forgiveness of sins brings life and salvation. Life with God and the life of God, now and forever. Salvation here and hereafter. When Dr. Luther talks this way, he is of course following the modeling of our Lord Jesus, who at many times and in many places talked about the forgiveness of sins and what the forgiveness of sins does for us. For example, in today's gospel, Jesus does just that. He says forgiveness is, and he says forgiveness does, as he addresses himself to the woman in the house of Simon the Pharisee, and as he talks to Simon the Pharisee about the woman in his house. Jesus doesn't tell the whole story, but he does have one very special point to make about forgiveness, in addition to the fact that it is something special about what it does for us. Again, not the whole story, but an important part of the story that forgiveness is and forgiveness does. Forgiveness is. There is forgiveness with you. This is the great, the astounding, the marvelous message of God. It is the great gospel that Jesus Christ himself forgives sin. God does not hold our sin against us, but Jesus cancels out the guilt and the death and the punishment for sin. It's all before us. To the woman, sinner in the city, a manifest that albeit no longer impenitent sinner, to her he says, "Your sins are forgiven." To Simon he says, "It is apparent that her sins, there were many, are forgiven." And the people who were in Simon's dining room very much knew who it was that forgave sins, because they said, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus gives us the forgiveness of sins. And how is it? Because he died for our sins. And that means that he paid in full the debt for our sins. Forgiveness is. And the wonderful thing is that it's for all of us. It's for the worst of us. It's for those of us who think we are the worst of the lot. A sitting sinner. A manifest sinner. But again to her, he said, "Your sins are forgiven." I am so glad to remind you of the words of St. Paul, that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And there is no doubt as to how we receive this forgiveness and it becomes our possession. It is truly and completely the work of God, who in his goodness has given us his law, the law that shows us our dire and deep sinful condition and brings us to contrition. It is the blessed gospel that not only announces the good news of forgiveness, but by God's grace and action gives us the very faith to trust it, to take it to ourselves, to count on it. He gives us the faith by which it becomes our very, very own possession. Forgiveness is. We have it, and we are blessed. But not only is there forgiveness of sin, but the wonderful truth that Jesus wants to teach us today is that forgiveness also does. So what's the first thing that forgiveness does? It is apparent to us in this gospel lesson. The first thing that it does is it puts us, miracle of miracles, into a right relationship with God. Here comes this woman. Here comes this woman, and she approaches Jesus to do him honor. This is not the action of one who is frightened, or guilt-ridden, or anxious, or alienated, but the action of one who has been reconciled to God, put into a right relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. How splendid are the words of St. Paul. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sin against them. It is true. Forgiveness to God. And then while we're talking about miracles, let us talk about the next great miracle of what forgiveness does. How forgiveness is able, and this is Jesus' big point, that forgiveness is able to make us people who have the ability to love. What a wonderful thing to think about. It's really a miracle, isn't it? That I, that you, people who are selfish, people who know how to hate, people who know how to hurt, people who know how to be real mean to one another, to others, can actually have the ability to love, to care about Jesus, and to care about people for whom Jesus has cared. Jesus makes it very clear this wonderful thing that forgiveness does, and we are so glad. He said to Simon about this woman, "Look at her. I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven loves little." Hey, that doesn't mean to say that sins are little, that any sins are little. That doesn't mean to say that any of us have sinned little. But it does teach us the lesson that when we think our forgiveness is little, we love little. But when we realize what Jesus has forgiven us of, when we realize the depth of our sins and the greatness of his divine pardon, when we take hold of it and treasure it, it is true. That forgiveness and the faith that God gives us to claim it, that forgiveness brings about in us this great transformation to be able to love. And this love isn't just a lot of thinking, and it isn't a lot of talking. But Jesus' big point again is this love really expresses itself. It does say. Now what? Simon the Pharisee, yeah, he had a dinner for Jesus, but he hadn't been all that courteous and polite, had he? He hadn't gone all that much out of his way, had he? There was no water for his feet, no friendly kiss on his cheek, no oil for his hair. But here comes this woman. And she walks right into the dining room and she begins to express her love, crying on her cheek, wiping away the tears with her hair, and anointing those feet with some very expensive ointment. You learn something from that. You see, love isn't just a matter of thinking or a matter of feeling, but it has to do with the mouth, and with the hand, and with the feet. It is a very active thing indeed. The very astounding thing about this thing of love is that it enables me and you to do the unthinkable again. And that is to place the other person ahead of ourselves. Well, think about it for a moment. This woman put away convention. She swallowed what might have been left of pride. She was ready to hear the booze from the gallery. But she went in to do honor and express her love to the Lord Jesus Christ. These are words that she recommends to us by her actions. Jesus' words. Whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, you'll find it. And then there's another point. Have you noticed how generous this love is? I guess that's demonstrated by the alabaster cast flask of ointment. It says something to us about the fact that when we love, we're willing to pay the price. And there is a price to sell in terms of personal care and the investment of time and energy and life and of money. But when God enables us to love, watch out. We really are able to love. Happily, my brothers and sisters, the rich and daily forgiveness that Jesus gives us for our sins, also our sins of lovelessness, enables us to grow in love. That's so important because it's painful to hear the law today. It's painful to think about the times that we have hated and we have hurt and we have been mean to one another. And sometimes one of the meanest things that we can do to one another is to kind of act like the other person doesn't exist. Especially when a smile or a firm nod or a word of greeting would have meant so much. But happily, the forgiveness that Jesus offers us, and it is real. That forgiveness proclaimed in this very gospel, in this very sermon, flooding into our lives, enables us to grow in our ability to love and to be glad, because there's something we know. We know that in loving we find happiness, like we can find no place else in all of life. Here's the great truth about forgiveness. Forgiveness is for us, forgiveness is ours by the grace of God, and forgiveness does great things. It puts us in a right relationship with God, and it gives us this great and marvelous ability to reach out in love and care for Jesus and for everyone for whom Jesus has cared. Hear the word of the gospel. Take the word of the good news. Let it be in your life and let it be in your life. Hear the words of Jesus. For they are real and they are earnest and they are also beautiful. Your sins are forgiven you. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Go to serve the Lord and to serve Him by loving. And again, where else is there the happiness of life but in loving? The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.